Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I recently found out that you can see a personal dietitian covered by insurance. There's this platform called Nourish that will match you with a dietitian based on whatever your concerns are, whether that's weight loss, eating disorders, autoimmune conditions, or something else. They're actually a network with major insurance providers, so most patients pay $0 out of pocket. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or dsw.com.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Yep. TikTok's filled with a bunch of bad boys. Because the latest trend on TikTok is what, Kevin?
They are going to be stealing stuff from restaurants.
Stealing stuff from
That's
restaurants?
That's not what it is.
But then it's
people are showing off and flexing. Mm-hmm. About all the things that they've stolen from restaurants.
And stealing's wrong.
Yeah, sure.
And exactly.
Kevin, it is. You would be shocked to find out a fuddy-duddy, to use a very modern term, about this trend. He doesn't like it.
I just don't get why we could steal from restaurants, but we can't steal, like, in general.
Right. Kevin's got a real problem with people thinking it's so funny flexing their stolen restaurant items.
Right. This one TikToker, she has like rows and rows. And me being a foodie, I know each piece from which store.
Oh, you mean restaurant?
Yes.
So it's different ramekins. It's different containers,
taco holders, forks, kitchen stuff.
Stealing the forks is a bit much. Like, and have a collection.
But if you've listened to this show long enough, you know that Kevin is not preaching to the choir here. Uh-uh. Katie thinks that it's hilarious.
Klepto Katie over here.
Klepto Katie. Why did it take us so long to come up with that name?
Okay, so I want to make something extremely clear.
Please do.
I would never steal from a store. I have gone back into the dollar store because they didn't charge me for something. Okay. Wow. Because it just made me feel so bad and guilty.
Sure.
Okay. I would never steal from a person. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. I will steal from this office.
Right. Right.
And from restaurants. I steal.
And hearts.
Obviously.
Oh, wow.
I steal them and I break them. I steal from this office because sometimes things are sitting around for so long, it's clear nobody wants it, and I do. So, I take it.
Right.
Okay. I've stood by that for a long time. And I would tell any boss to their face, these pens are mine, whatever it is.
If you're just joining us and thinking that Katie has lost her mind and this is her last show.
No,
we're talking about people on TikTok who are proudly showing off things that they've stolen from restaurants. And she's explaining why this is okay and funny.
Well, it's okay and funny when I do it.
But what about when you make other people do it for you?
No.
Remember that one time?
What?
You told me, hey.
Get the salt and pepper shakers?
Yes!
Okay, first of all, we were in an airport in an area we didn't live in. So that's basically Switzerland.
I don't think it works like that.
Yeah, we were in the Anaheim airport or whatever. John Wayne. And that's basically maritime law. You have to understand, For the most part, not always. I did just want those salt and pepper shakers. Okay, but that's not usually how it works.
Right,
okay?
Right.
Usually how it works is when I get a little drinky, I get a little steely. Mm-hmm. And as a goof, I start forcing things from restaurants on my friends and make them take them home. And so I will slip it into their car. Mm. I'll put it in their purse. Sometimes as we're walking out, I just frantically shove something at them and go, shut up, just yeah. keep going.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so I'm going to ask a question.
Sure.
Why is it okay in your mind to steal from a restaurant, yeah. but not from anything else?
Yeah. Because I am paying something at the restaurant.
What if you pay for something at a store, but you also take a little something for you? Right.
I was going to say, because what I'm paying for at the restaurant comes in sometimes the containers that I steal. But sometimes I do make my friends steal decorations, too.
Like, what if, for instance...
Like a candle holder?
You go to DSW for some new sneakers.
Love it, yeah.
Okay?
Yep.
You're gonna buy the sneakers.
Sure.
But you also leave the socks on that you opened at the store.
I could never do that.
What's the difference?
I don't know. Honestly, heaven and yeah. hell?
So restaurants don't... God Here's doesn't see restaurants.
It feels like at restaurants, they're basically giving it to you.
They're not. They're letting you use it.
Okay. But they are letting me use it. Nobody's letting me use those socks.
Okay. All right. So she's got you there.
Okay, fine. How about if someone invites you over for dinner, do you take their dinner plates?
Oh, Kevin.
That's the same thing.
Okay. How funny would it be?
And somebody texted in, by the way, it's really barely mad. More restaurants go out of business than dollar store trees, Katie.
Okay. First of all, I don't think me taking the votive candle is what putting restaurants out of business. Okay. Am I frequenting the restaurant? Yes, I am.
All right.
Am I taking a little off the top? Yes, I am.
Okay. What were you going to say about Kevin?
What was I going to say about him?
Good.
About stealing from somebody's house.
Oh, no.
Okay. So
don't do that.
We are loosey-goosey with the rules.
That's your friend.
All right.
That's disgusting.
Here's what we've learned from Katie. Stealing is wrong unless it's restaurants. God's light does not shine upon them. Okay?
And if you're out of your area code,
mm-hmm.
game on. It's Hunger Games.
Right. Exactly.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.